Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Mem Chet Amud Bet at the very top of the Amud in this, our final podcast of the third chapter of Masechet Avodah Zarah. Lo Yishev Betzila, again, continuing with the laws of dealing with an Asherah tree. You're not allowed to sit in its shade because you're getting benefit from it. The Im Yashav Tahor. But if you sat in the shade of its tree, you are not tameh, and we'll explain in the Gemara what that means. Now, keep in mind that there are three kinds of shade of a tree. There is a shade of a tree that you get from sitting directly underneath the tree, where the leaves are over your head or the branches over your head. There is the shade of the tree in which the tree extends out, and you are in what is, during most of the day, part of the shade of the tree, even though it's not directly underneath. And then there is the superextended or hyperextended shade of the tree, which is near the event horizon, meaning either sunrise or sunset, and you're on the opposite side of the tree of where the sun is, and you're getting the superextended cell. Keep that in mind. Now, v'lo yavor tachta, you're not allowed to pass underneath the tree. Mavar tame, if you did, you're tame, we'll see why. Haita gozalat harabim, however, if this tree was encroaching on the public domain, v'yavar tachta tahor, and you walked underneath it, then you are tahor. Let's see what this is all about. Lo yishev betzila, pshita, so it's obvious you're not allowed to sit in a chain. Amar Rabbi Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo nitzuchai la tzel tzila. That means that it's even extending to the hyper-extended cell. Michlal de betzel komatayim yashav, implying that if you sat in its normal extended shade, tamei, that you're tamei. Lo, nafilu etzel komatayim yashav tahor, because you're not underneath the tree, you're not tamei at all. So why does it mention tzel tzila? It's there to teach you that you can't even sit in the hyperextended cell at those times of day. Now, ikar amat ilah seifa. Some people learn this comment as being about the seifa, and it goes in the opposite direction. Im yashav tahor pshita. It's obvious that if you sat in this extended shade, you're tahor. You're not under the tree. It's there to tell you that if you're in the normal shade, implying that the hyperextended shade, you could even sit there. So, lo, and tahor. No, it's just there to tell you that if you sat in the normal extended shade, that you are tahor and not tamei, even though that shade is nearly always there as a result of this tree. Now, my tamei, why are you tamei? Well, the whole discussion of Mishnah revolves around this. So, because the answer is, if it's a real Asherah tree, there's got to be something underneath that was offered to it. And Mani, who does this follow? We saw this much earlier in the Masechet. Rav Yehuda b'Tera, he d'Tanya, Rav Yehuda b'Tera Omer, Ram l'tikor v'avodot kochavim shem tama b'ohel. How do we know that offerings to Avodah Zarah are metame b'ohel, just like a mate, shenemar, v'itzamdu l'val po'or, v'ichlu zivchei metim. In Tehillim, it says that the Bnei Yisrael connected themselves, attached themselves to Baal Peor, and they ate zivchei meitim, literally dead offerings. Now, what's the why they called that? Ma meit matame oil, just like a mate generates tumat oil, aftikovet avod kochavim tamme oil. Same thing with offerings brought to avod kochavim or matame ba'ohel. Good. Now, haita gozel to the rabim. He said, if, on the other hand, the tree encroached into the public domain and you passed under it, you are tahor. The question is, how far can you go? Ibayalahu, avar or over? Does that mean if you pass there, you're tahor, or are you lechatchila allowed to go there? Yitzchak ben Elazar mishmei dechizkiya amar. Chizkiya said, over, you're allowed to go there. Yochanan amar im avar. If you pass, you're tahor, you're not allowed to. But locally, the reality is that they do not disagree. If there's another way to go, so you shouldn't go there. But if there is no other way to go, you can go there. Either way, you're not tameh. And why is this? Because, just a parenthetic note, but a critical one, this entire notion of tum'at avodah zarah, meaning avodah zarah being matameh, is the rabbanon. Either like a sheretz, or like a nida, or like a mate, three different opinions among the tanaim, but it's all the rabbanon. And therefore, the Rabbanan did not extend their gezerah to an area where the tree really has no right to be because it's encroaching on the public. Also, it would make life very, very difficult for everybody in an unreasonable way. Now, there's a story. Amar Rav Sheshet l'Shamei Rav Sheshet, who was blind, as you know, told his servant, Kimati lahatam arhi heteni. When we get over to there, and he meant a tree which was encroaching on the public, but was an Avodah Zarah tree, make me run, like run me. So hechidami, what's the case? Either like a derech kachrin, if there's no other way to go, shalom alei artani. Why does he have to run? Mishrashari is allowed to walk there. We just said that. If there is some other way, how does it help to say have me run? So the answer is leom deleika dekachrina. There is no other way. This guy's an Adam Chashuv. Rabbi Sheshet is a great rabbi, so therefore it does not look good for him to be leisurely walking under the Sashera tree, and therefore he said, make me run. Okay. Zorin tachtei rakot madak shuv halo b'motachama. We saw this a little bit earlier, at least a piece of it. You're allowed to plant vegetables underneath the Asherah tree in the winter, because the tree doesn't benefit at all in the winter. They don't want shade in the winter. Halo b'motachama, but not in the summer, because it benefits from the shade. V'achazirin lettuce, lo b'motachama, lo b'dokshami, because lettuce, Rashi says, is affected by the hard rain, and therefore the shade of the tree, even in the winter, is helpful. Rabbi Yossi Omer Aflo Yirakot Bimotag Shavim. He said you can't plant vegetables even in the winter. Why? Shanaviano Sheratalin Vahave Vovela Hen Zevel. That the leaves and cones and branches and whatever else might fall off the tree even in the winter, and that becomes part of the compost that helps the vegetables grow some of the nutrients, and therefore even in the winter you can't plant there. Now, that means Lemaybri Rabbi Yossi Savar Zevazegori Masur. Rabbi Yossi seems to say that when there are two components in a segment of Isur, in this case, the nutrients that help this thing grow, which is decent ground and Asherah tree components, then it's all Asur. Rabbanan Amri Zevazegorim Mutar. And Rabbanan obviously have the position that Zevazegorim is Mutar because they say you can plant vegetables in the winter. Now, ha'ib chashmin alu, but we have heard the exact opposite opinion just recently. Now, Rabbi Yossi Omer, shochek v'zorel ruach omei til yam. What do you do with avodah zara? You grind it up and throw it in the air and put it in the sea. And what did they say back? Afina says, evel, v'nemar, v'ibak b'yad chamum v'nacherim. You're not allowed to keep anything, and it becomes compost. The Rabbanan seem to say that when you have the iser mixed in with the heter, it's a problem, and Rabbi Yossi seems to say it's not. Now, Kashtra Rabbi Yossi, both positions now are at odds with their same peoples in the other Mishnah. So, based on Rabbi Yossi, Lokasha, we could answer Rabbi Yossi. Hatam the kaza li'ibud matir. In the case where you're grinding up the Avodah Zara and you're throwing it away, so Rabbi Yossi is matir. Hacha de lo kaza li'ibud, but here, where it's not going li'ibud, it's regular natural stuff from the tree that's just dropping down, therefore, Asur. But the Rabbanan, there's no way out. So the first answer we give is Epuch. Okay, our Mishnah is inverted, and it's really Rabbanan who give the first position, who say that, it's the Rabbi Yossi who gives the first position, who says you may plant in the winter, and it's Rabbanan who say you may not. But we never like to do that. So, if you wish, I could answer that we really don't switch. And Rabbi Yossi Kedushan. Rabbi Yossi has already answered. We already had the answer for him. Azali Ibud as opposed to Lo Azali Ibud. That's as far as Rabbi Yossi goes. The Rabbanan, how do we answer the Rabbanan? Kedah Amar Rav Meri Bered Rav Kahana Mash Mashbiach Ba'or Pogem Ba'basar. This is in a very different context. But it's talking about how certain ways that you flay the skin of a b'chor behemah. It says what you gain by leaving a little bit, cutting a certain way and leaving it for the pelt, you is lost in the meat. In other words, it's essentially a zero sum. And so the Rabbanon have the same position, which is achanami k'mashem hashbiach b'neviyah pogem batzel. The vegetables that are growing underneath that gain from the fact that there is this stuff dropping off the tree also lose because there is less shade. In other words, the stuff that fell off the tree, that area has that area now is a gap in the shade, and that means rain's going to come through or in some way it affects it, which means it hasn't really gained totally from the fact that this stuff was shed off of the tree. Okay. Now, so basically, we came back to the position where Rabbi Yossi says, Zevazegorim Asur, and we explained why in the first case he said it wasn't. But is that really true? Rabbi Yossi says, Zevazegorim Asur? V'hatanan, we have a Mishnah in Orla. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Notin Yechur Shel Orla, you're allowed to take a a branch from Orla and replant it. But you cannot plant a walnut of Orla. Because that's Orla fruit, and you're not allowed to get benefit. This is the part we care about. He says that if you grafted from Orla, from the egos, and you grafted on, then it's mutar, which means zevezegoreim, meaning part of this is Orla and part of it's not Orla, mutar. We have another bright that says the Rabbi Yossi agrees. That if you planted from this it goes, and then you grafted, the results are mutar. And if you think that perhaps Rabbi Yossi says that we treat Avodah Zarah different than other Isurim, which is certainly a reasonable suggestion, but we know that he doesn't distinguish. Why? Hatanya, let's say a field that was fertilized with fertilizer that was taken from Avodah Zarah, or you have a cow that was fattened up with certain vegetables of Avodah Zarah. One Tana said, the field's fine, plant it, the cow's fine, shecht it. Another opinion was, let the field lie fallow for a while until that fertilizer's effects wear off, and let the cow go on a diet and lose that effect of that Avodah Zarah stuff. My love, Ariosi Rabbanan. Don't we say that it's Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbanan, and Rabbi Yossi takes the lenient position, and therefore this cow is fine, even though part of what caused it to be fattened up was Avodah Zarah? The answer is, lo, Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan. The solution to that problem is not Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Elazar versus Rabbanan. Hey, Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan, which machloket Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan are we going to pin onto this one? Either Rabbi Elazar Rabbanan dis Saor, if it's this machloket about Saor. Didnan, this is a Mishnah Nedmait, Saor Shin, or Truma, Saor Shochul, Mishal Truma. If you have a little bit of yeast of chulin and a little bit of yeast of truma that fell into a dough, now the shear for yeast is enough to make this dough rise. Neither one of the pieces that came in was alone enough to make it happen, but together it was. And the two of them came in together and they made it rise. Rabbi Elazar says it's determined by whichever came in last, which means if the last one to fall in is truma, it's truma. If it's chulin, it's chulin. Chamomim bein shenafal isur lachatchil bein shenafal isur l'vasov. They say it doesn't matter what came in first. And asur atchei bo kedei lachametz. The Rabbanan say that it is not asur unless the truma had enough to be machametz, right? Which means zevezer goreim is mutar. But he says this is only if you first got rid of the Isur and then the Heter fell in. If not, then Asur. Everybody agrees it's Asur. But meaning that they agree that Zevezai Goreim is Asur if the Goreim is still there. My the time of the Rabbi Elazar and Abaye, but who says that Abaye's explanation of Rabbi Elazar is correct? The time of Rabbi Elazar, maybe his position is simply because he says whichever comes in last, kind of like Rabbi Yehuda ben Batera with the murderer, the guy who was killed by a bunch of people. He says the last guy is chayv, the guy hit him with the last blow. So igar b'isura, asura, igar b'batera mutarin. If the last thing in was truma, it's asur. If the last thing in was chulin, it's mutar. Bain salke and lo salke, and perhaps Rabbi Elazar says doesn't matter if you got rid of the other one. Ella, so that's not going to be our Rabbi Elazar. Ella Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbanan de itzim. There we go. Nan natal him and itzim asura b'hana'a. We have this coming up later on in this podcast. If you took wood from the asherah tree and you're not allowed to get benefit from it, he seek batatanur and used it to fire up an oven. Chadash yutatz. We'll go into this in a few minutes. Yashan yutzan, afabo tapat. I'm not going to explain now, because in a couple minutes, but afabo tapat, if you bake bread with that fire, asura banana, can't get ana. It's arvaba achirim. If that bread got mixed up with other breads, kulan asura banana. Rabbi Elazar omer yulichana ali amelach. Rabbi Elazar says, what do? You take the value of the problematic bread and take it to Yamelach and throw it out. And then it's mutter. Amurlo ain't pinyin lover kochavim. Rather than the Rabbanan's hand said back, you can't redeem Avodah Zarah. We're going to see this again in the Mishnah later. So Rabbanan apligia lev Rabbi Elazar maninu. Who are the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Elazar earlier? If it's these Rabbanan, Achmor Machamri, they're Machmer, they're not Mekil, they're not saying, they wouldn't be the ones to say, let the cow go, in that case. Other Rabbanan of Seor, it must be the Rabbanan of the case of Seor, where they say there has to be enough Isser alone to make the problem. So perhaps that would then be the position of the field and the cow that we're dealing with. So Amar Shamat Luhu the Rabbanan of Mekili. Wait a second. All we know is that the Rabbanan are Mekil B'Seor. But what do Kochav mean Mekili? Who says they're so Mekil and Avodah Zarah? Which means we have not found any sort of a machloket that would parallel ours that we could say that's what's going on. Leolam Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. We have to go back to where we were and say that the field and cow case is Rabbi Yosef versus Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosef says that Zevazeh Gorem is mutar, and therefore if the cow ate okay stuff and Avodah Zarah stuff, the cow's okay. Rabbanan say it's not. We don't have to switch our Mishnah because Rabbi Yosef Rem to Rabbanan Amar Lahu. He was speaking to them on their terms, meaning he said that the Zev is going mutar. I think that if part of the cause is mutar, the whole thing is mutar. The Didchu then reads Zev is going masur, but you guys say Zev is going masur, which is why the Rabbanan said that if you destroy the Avodah Zarah and strew it somewhere and it ends up fertilizing or being compost, then it's usur. That's what they hold. Then you have to admit that the vegetables under the tree, even in the winter, are getting some gain. What was their answer? They get the same answer, which is a zero sum. When it gains from the stuff falling on it, it loses from now a gap in the tree with less protection. The halacha does follow Rabbi Yossi, which is zevazeh goreim is mutar. Okay. Hahu ginta di istama b'ziv al-avodah kochavim. So there's a garden that got fertilized with zevazeh al-avodah zara. Shalach ram come to Rabbi Yossi. So he asked him a question. What do we do? And therefore, this is mutar. Okay, we'll take a look now at the next Mishnah, which should look very familiar. Natami mena itzim. And now we'll go into detail. Let's say you took wood off of the tree of the Asherah. Asuin manayin, I can't get on no. Heisik manet hatanur, if you use that wood to fire up an oven, I have to remember, their ovens, the first firing of the oven actually finished the malach of sealing the oven. Im chadash, if this oven is brand new, and the first time you fired it was with atzei ashera, so yutatz, it has to be busted apart. Im yashan, if it's an old oven, means it's already been used, then yutzan, let it cool down. Don't cook anything until all of that residual heat is gone. Afabo, it's a pot. Let's say you bake bread in there. Asura b'hanai, can't get hana from the bread. Nita arva b'achirot, if that bread got mixed in with other bread that looks alike. Kulan asura b'hanai, can't get hana from any of them. 1,000, doesn't matter. Rabbalazar says the solution is, let's say I have a 35-cent loaf of bread in here with 15 others like it. I take 35 cents, I throw them Yam HaMelech, and I'm done. I've redeemed myself, and this bread is okay. That's his position. Amrulo en pidyon avodah kochavim. And the Rabbanan's position was, you can't redeem avodah zarah. You can't redeem it like we do with Maaseh Sheni, let's say. Now, next case. Natali menu kakor. Let's say that you took a stick, like a dowel, off of the tree, and you turned it into a loom for a weaver. Asur b'hana, can't get hana. Aragbo tabeget, let's say you used it to make a garment. Asur b'hana, the garment's asur b'hana. If this garment got mixed with others, and then one from that group got mixed with others, kulan asur b'hana, ain't no beetle, they're all asur b'hana. Mazomer, yolich hana le'amelach. Again, or as it says, take the value of whatever the original cloth that was made, or the original shirt that was made, throw it in Yam HaMelech, and then everything is mutar. Amrulo ein pinyon avodat kochavim. There is no redemption for Avodah Zarah. Okay, utzricha. You knew this was coming. The question is, why do we need to have the case of the bread and of the garment, both of them presented here? If we only had the case of the first case, which is the bread, I would think that's where Rebbe Eliezer says that you can redeem it. Mishum deber idna the kagamra pot, when the bread is finished baking, kolal isura, the isur is gone. The wood is already charcoal now. Aval karkor, but with the dowel or the piece of wood, the ite the isur beene, the isur is still there. Maybe he agrees with the Rabbanan that you can't redeem avodah zarah. Yeshman Karkor, and I'll flip it. If we only have the case of the Karkor, Mahakam Rabbanon of Alpad, Eimer Modu the Rabbi Lazar, Tzricha. Again, I would think, sure, the Rabbanon say that you can not redeem Avodah Zarah when you got the stick that's still there. But in the case of pot, where by the time the pot is done, the Avodah Zarah is diminished, gone, is burned up, I might think the Modu that you can redeem it, Kamash Falan at the Machloket, is all the way down the line. Tzricha. So one version is that Ziri said Halacha Korbalazar. Kenamri Amar Rav Chista Amar Li Amar Bar Rav Chista Hachi Amar Ziri Halacha Korbalazar. Either way, Ziri made the statement, and we accept this the halacha. Halacha follows Korbalazar. We are able to redeem Avodah Zarah, as it were. Now, Amar Rav Ana Bar Ahava Loshanu Ela Pat. He says this is only true about bread, as we argued. Aval Chavit Lo. But if, let's say, there's a, you take the wood of an Asherah tree and use it as make staves for a barrel, it says then you can't redeem it because it's ba'ein, it's being used, and therefore you really have to destroy it itself. Rav Chista Amar, Afilu Chavit Moseret, he said, you know, Rav Elazar is of the opinion, and this is the halacha, that you could just pay, throw away the value of the Avodah Zarah component in what you've got, and it's all mutar, even if it's a chavit, even if it's something that's ba'ein. Hahu Gavra, there was a guy, dit arev le chavita de yayin esach v'chamre. He got some yayin esach mixed up with his own wine. Atakem Rav Chista, came Rav Chista, who was the one who said, even chavit is mutar. And Amar Shkol Arba Zuzi Vishani Benahara Vinishtrilach. Take four zoos, throw them in the river, and now Mutar Lacha, because you've redeemed the Avodah Zarah. So Lacha clearly is like Rabbi Elazar here. Now, last piece. Ketzad Mevatla. How are you Mevatal Avodah Zarah? It means how does a goy Mevatal Avodah Zarah? So if we're talking about an Asherah, Kirsay Bezirei. Let's say he pulled some twigs off the tree. He took a stick off it, used as a staff. Afilu alei, even if he pulled one leaf off, it's already batel. Shipalet sorka, if he trimmed the tree for its own purposes, then asura, it's the lasser. Shalolet sorka, but for any other purpose, because it's blocking the path, because he wants to put an end to the Avodah Zarah, because he wants the stick for himself. Doesn't matter why he trims it. If it's a shalolitzorka, not for the purposes of the Avodah Zarah, then mutar. The whole thing is mutar now. Okay, otan shvayin matei alein. When you trim it, and we said in the Mishnah that if you trimmed it for its own purposes, then the idol's still an idol. What about the trimmings? What's their status? So Rav's son and Rav Huna, Rav's Talmid, disagreed. Chanamar Asurin, Chanamar Mutarin. Very simple machloke. Now, Tanya Kamadam Mutarin, a brighter that supports the lenient position. So if he, and it's bright, if he, and this is something we saw a little earlier, if he trimmed the Avodah Zarah, if it was for his own purpose, then both the Avodah Zarah and the trimmings are all mutter. But if it's for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah, it's still usher, but the trimmings are mutter. Alright, so there you see that the Shva'im are mutter. Yisrael, Shifa, Avodah Kochavim, Ben Tzokam, and Tzoko, he Ushva'ah, but Asurin. But if a Jew got involved in either one of these things, both the thing itself and the trimmings are asur. Itmar, Avodat Kochavim Shinishtabra, Avodah Zarah that fell apart. We have this at the beginning of the Perek in the Machloket Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether it's still considered Avodah Zarah, but now Rav Amar Tzrich Levatel Kol Kisev Kisev. Rav says you have to declare, or the Goy has to come and declare, that each one of these sticks is not an Avodah Zarah. I mean, that even though it came from one big idol or something, now it broke apart, he has to declare it on each individual piece. Shmuel Amar, no, Avodah Kochavim Eina Batela Ela Derech Kedelata. The only way Avodah Zarah is ever usher is if it is in its normal growth direction, which of course we had earlier in the context of the Asherah tree, and said because the stuff that falls off the tree, that's not Beetle, because that's the way it normally grows. We said, Adarabba, but here that makes no sense. Derech Kedelata Mimvatla. There's no Beetle when it's going in its normal organic fashion. The only time you have to redeem, that you have to negate Avodah Zarah is if it's still in its proper fashion. But if it fell apart and broke, Shmuel says, it's gone already. You don't have to be mevatel it. Now, Lema Malkami Palgi, perhaps the machloket is this. The Marsavar Ovdin Lishvarin, Marsavar In Ovdin Lishvarin. Whether or not the pagans actually worship shards. So if you say when it broke apart, that they're still going to worship it, Asur. And if not, then Mutar, then it's done. Chulam Ovdin Lishvarin, everybody agrees that they do worship shards. Machabe Oshivre Shvarin Kami Palgi, we're disagreeing about components that were broken, and then they further were broken. So at this point we would say that one of them holds that Shivrei Shvarin, meaning the double level shards, are still Asur because they're going to worship that, and the other would say no, they're Mutar, that they don't worship that far down, shall we say. Now, we could say the Kuliyama of the Shivrei Shvarin Mutarin. Everybody will agree that Shivrei Shvarin are okay, that they don't worship that level of breaking up. V'hacha, here's a different case. Ba'avodat kochavim shochuliyot ve'enyot sheyacholach zira kamipalgi. They're disagreeing about a case where the Avodah Zorah is jointed, meaning there's pieces you put together for this Avodah Zorah. Right now it's a part, but anybody could put it together, meaning you don't need an expert. Right? And that's the question. Mar savar kevin de'edut echol lach zira lo b'teila. Since the head yod could put it together, simple guy could put it together, it's not patel. Mar savar ino el kochav de'la el derech de'lata. Shmuel says the only way it's patel is derech de'lata. The hainu urche, meaning ha lav de'lata he vein tzricha lebatel, meaning that since this thing is no longer in its derech de'lata, because it's been taken apart, therefore it doesn't need any bitul. The fact that is that it's apart and been taken apart, finito, it is now no longer Avodah Zarah. We've successfully finished our study of the third parak. In the next podcast, we will begin the fourth parak, Parak Rabbi Yishmael Omer. In the meantime, you should have a wonderful day.